This is Day to Day. I'm Madeline Brand. We all take pictures, vacation snaps, family photos, baby pictures. We all take lots of pictures, and still very few of us become actual photographers. Day to Day's Alex Chadwick brings us the story of one woman who did and how her photographs changed the way she sees the world.
Julia Dean used to take pictures for the Associated Press. She was a photo editor there, an assistant for a noted photographer before that. She's traveled on assignment for many humanitarian organizations that needed pictures from places many of us wouldn't want to go. And she has taught photography for more than 20 years. She was on a train across India several years ago in the last days of a 5-month assignment there. She noticed a small boy who got on by himself. She thought he must be about 5.
And he had a little homemade broom, and he got down around everybody's feet and started sweeping, and then he'd reach his little hand up for a rupee or two, and it really got me. I mean, the whole scene.
Julia, as a photographer, as a traveler, how do you keep seeing that kid? I mean, I think that most people learn to stop seeing things like that.
It's really because I was seeing an individual child, and rather than a whole bunch of kids doing the same thing and not being able to put a face to one of them. And all of a sudden, I was this close to this little kid, and I watched him for miles and miles and miles down the train. And then I saw him get off the train and get on another train and go the other way. And because of that, that's one of the reasons we've decided that we want to do that with our stories.
So where do you want these to start? Like in the middle?
The story she's talking about grew out of that moment into the Child Labor Photo Project, almost a decade old now, and the subject of a show that Julia was busily hanging recently in her gallery just off Venice Beach in Los Angeles. She has sent 6 professional photographers to record child labor stories around the world. Young boys recruited as soldiers in Africa, girls working as prostitutes in India, kids scavenging through mountainous trash dumps in Southeast Asia. Usually, the assignments focus on one child.
When you can relate to one kid and his or her whole life, from where they live to where they eat, where they sleep, and where they work, I think that it makes more of an impact.
She's had help. Grants from the Tides Foundation in San Francisco, working contributions from well-known photographers who shoot for this project for a month or more at a time for wages that are a fraction of their normal fees. And there's Sarah Bachman, a freelance journalist who provides background and research. The project is a lot more than a photo show.
This set of photographers and this team is not telling anybody what to do. We're raising questions, and we are exploring what people around the world are doing.
In many, many places, they are working hard at a very young age and at jobs we don't even do in this country anymore, or not in this way, making bricks by hand in a backyard factory, for instance. But read the text alongside the images, and you soon come to see that it's not so easy to interpret these pictures. Very often, these children are making what seems to them to be good choices, even the kids picking through garbage in Phnom Penh, Cambodia.
For example, here's one photograph of Kerit, who was a 14-year-old. John Warren, the photographer, said that Kerit was hungry all the time, so he would eat any food that he found. In this photograph, Kerit is eating a melon.
And that's something he found lying in the dump that's kind of looks like half a melon that someone else ate most of a couple of days ago.
Or maybe most of it was spoiled. In the background, you can see this huge pile of garbage, some fire in the garbage. Fires are started by people living in the dump because it keeps the smell down somewhat. We have a global economy that in some ways is very weird. In some countries, a family can make more money scavenging for garbage than growing vegetables.
Questions about these photos lead to more questions. Sarah Bachman's introduction to child labor began several years ago when Iowa Senator Tom Harkin proposed a bill to ban the import of goods produced by kids. As she learned more, Sarah found herself arguing against the measure.
So this bill would have barred millions of dollars worth of garments from Bangladesh. And these kids felt like they had been done wrong in a big way because they had no other way to survive. And the bill itself, in its proposed form, it's never been passed, but as it was proposed, didn't give them anything else to do.
Sarah and Julia have traveled and worked in these places and seen these families and seen that child labor is the kid making bricks, but also that pastoral boy herding sheep in the Andes. Another image here. Julia Dean.
You can't just say let's abolish all child labor, all forms of child labor, because the family farm might have a problem, or the parents need the kids to go work at something so that they can eat. So something has to be worked out. We're not trying to be Westerners going into these countries and saying what should be done. We're trying to be journalists to go in and say, here's the issue, here's how complex it is, here's how horrifying it is, but here's somebody that's trying to help.
Don't abolish child labor, they say, reform it. And they talk about social changes that can sound overwhelming. Global educational reform, better health services, and community development everywhere. These things do overwhelm many societies, even wealthy ones like our own. But we can at least learn about child labor through the photos and the online part of the project. Sarah Bachman estimates 750 million kids will have some experience with child labor in the next 15 years. It will change them and probably us. Sometimes Sarah gets this reaction from American parents.
They say, oh, you write about child labor. Child labor, what a great idea. My kids just sit around watching TV. If I could get them to work, it would be a great thing to do. So that's where you see the difference between what's okay work and what's not okay work. None of those people are going to put their children into domestic service or scavenging garbage or becoming child soldiers or selling water at a train station. The definition of child work is, even in the United States, it's not as black and white as it would be easier to tell the story if it were black and white, but it's not.
Journalist Sarah Bachman. Julia Dean conceived the Child Labor Photo Project 10 years ago. Photographers are still going out on assignment. The current show is hanging at the Julia Dean Gallery in Venice Beach, California. You can see images from it and link to the project through our website, npr.org. For Day to Day, I'm Alex Chadwick.